This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2695. We're mortgage free. Our 10 steps to get a $500,000 paid off house in 5 years. Part 1 by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post today, so what I'll do is split the article up, reading the first part today and finishing it up tomorrow. So with that, let's dive into part 1 and start optimizing your life. We're mortgage free. Our 10 steps to get a $500,000 paid off house in 5 years. Part 1 by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. We are the proud owners of a $500,000 paid off house. 5 years ago, we paid off the $195,000 mortgage on our dream home. Since then, the appreciation in the real estate market has been good to us. After years of focus and partnership with my wife, Nicole, we're mortgage-free and thrilled about the future ahead of us. To help our 2 young children remember this family tree-changing moment in our lives, we decided to celebrate with them. Instead of just burning the mortgage and tipping back a few glasses of champagne, which we did too, we came up with a few unique ideas of our own, like running through a mortgage wall and whacking a mortgage pinata. The kids had a blast, and so did we. This was a moment we wanted our kids to remember. It was the day we decided that our family was going to become debt-free for life. When it's all packaged up into a happy family story like that, paying off your mortgage sounds pretty simple and easy. Well, it was slightly more complicated than that. We were intentional, determined, and ready to do something incredible for our family. To break it down, I've outlined the 10 steps we took to become a mortgage-free family in less than 5 years. Number 1, start with a why. When I'm about to complete any difficult challenge, I always try to think about the why before the how. Why do I want to do this? That way, I can always refer back to my why throughout the difficult process to keep me motivated. So for me, my why for becoming mortgage-free was about reducing the stress that comes with having a big loan and only one source of income. I constantly felt pressure at work to not mess up because if I did, we could lose our house. With 2 little kids at home, I went into Papa Bear protection mode. Given that I'm a personal finance nerd, this was the best way I could protect them. That was my why. If you're considering something big like this, I'd recommend starting with a why as well. Number 2. 15-year fixed rate mortgage. We got a 15-year mortgage when we bought our new home. This made our monthly payments higher overall versus a 30-year mortgage, but more of the payment was going to the principal each month. By choosing a 15-year, we were also forcing ourselves to make larger principal payments. With a 30-year mortgage, we could decide to pay more or pay less principal depending on the month. We didn't want that option. We wanted it to be gone fast. Last but not least, our mortgage interest rate was only 3% with a 15-year mortgage versus a quoted 4% on a 30-year mortgage. We chose to pay less to the bank and keep more for ourselves. If we went full term, we would have paid $92,752 more in interest to the bank. No thank you, Mr. Banker. Number 3, mortgage payment no more than 25% of take-home pay. With my first bachelor pad in 2004, I had a mortgage that was about 60% of my take-home pay. Let's just say I didn't have a lot of money for important things, like, oh, you know, food. My first house folly in my 20s is a hyperbolic example for more financially educated folks, but it stuck with me when we were looking at our next house. We wanted to be in our dream house for the next 30 years, so our payment, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, needed to be comfortable. We made sure that our monthly mortgage payments did not exceed 25% of our take-home pay. This allowed us to allocate the other 75% to other areas of our life, like household expenses, food, transportation, entertainment, savings, and investing. In this example, if your take-home pay is $5,000 per month after taxes, your mortgage payment shouldn't be more than $1,250. Obviously, do what's best for you and your family, but this is what worked for us. Number four, commit and set a date. My wife, Nicole, and I came to an agreement that we'd dial back our lifestyle and pay off our mortgage in less than 5 years. This would require sacrifice on our part, but honestly, we live in the most privileged country in the world. How much sacrifice are we really talking about here? Number five, live on 50% of your income. At the start of our marriage, we paid off $48,032 of consumer debt. Since that time, we've consistently lived on about 50% of our income. There have been years when we've spent more and years where we've saved more. On average, we are a couple who saves around half and spends around half. It definitely helps when you have a six-figure household income. During our mortgage payoff process, we average around $170,000 per year for our household income. In order to become mortgage-free in less than 5 years, we knew we needed to continue this 50-50 path. We had prepared ourselves for this reality, and it wasn't bad when we were both employed. When Nicole and I decided that she'd leave her job and stay home with our two kids, the story changed a bit. Five things we did to trim our expenses further. We decreased our grocery spending by a third. Aldi rocks. Cut the cord on cable. Embraced all the free and inexpensive things to do with kids. Think library time. Negotiated our cable and cell phone bills. And took advantage of higher deductible insurance plans. Number six. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, We're Mortgage Free, Our 10 Steps to Get a $500,000 Paid Off House in 5 Years by Andy Hill of MarriageKidsAndMoney.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. There are many reasons why someone would choose to pay off their mortgage or not. I like that we've heard a number of different stories here on Optimal Finance Daily of people deciding to be mortgage-free, because it allows me to continually check in with myself on my decision to not pay off my mortgage. Spoiler alert, I still have no intention of paying off my mortgage early. Many people find a lot of peace of mind in owning their home outright, but I find a lot more peace of mind in owning more liquid assets. Paying off my mortgage right now would mean that 30% of my net worth would be stored in this tangible asset. If I found myself in a position where I needed to access this money, I'd be forced to sell my house or take out a home equity line of credit. Also, HELOCs usually have variable interest rates, which I learned the hard way when I took on a $15,000 HELOC to help with my down payment on my house. Now, I paid it off in 6 months and only spent about $200 on interest, but the interest rate increased 3 times in that 6 months. That being said, I'm not interested in taking on any debt that has a variable interest rate. I like the idea of my primary residence holding only about 10% of my net worth, so I can invest most of my money in income-producing assets. And so there may come a day when I put more money into my house as my net worth grows. I'm just not there yet. But we're only halfway through the article now, so be sure to come back tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.